Please pray with me. Gracious and holy God, you have drawn us together here today because you are glorious. I pray that we would see your glory in the cross of your Son, where you forgave your people of their sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bibles with me to Proverbs 6. That's Proverbs chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 16 through 19. There are six things which Yahweh hates. Yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that run rapidly to evil. A false witness who utters lies. And one who spreads strife among brothers. What we have here is a very concise and effective statement of the bad news from the Old Testament. Go ahead and look down at your Bibles. Go down the list of things that the Lord hates. Pridefulness, lying, murder, plotting wickedness, seeking evil, witnessing falsely, spreading strife. I submit to you that there's no one here who's not guilty of more than one of these sins. Let's sit here for just a second. We are all guilty of the things Yahweh hates, the things Yahweh abominates. Okay, now God has good news for us. Don't turn there, but I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now let's sit here for a while. God placed our sin on Jesus. God punished Jesus for our sins. He did this on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So look down again at Proverbs 6. Haughty eyes, lying tongues, hands that shed innocent blood, hearts that devise wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, false witnesses who utter lies, those who spread strife among brothers. There's hope for these sinners. There's hope for you, sinner. There's hope in Christ. Yes, there's hope of forgiveness and reconciliation to God. There's hope of holiness of life and union to his church. And that hope is sure because God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We're going to take communion now, but I need to point out who communion is for. Communion is for those who trust in Jesus and are living repentantly. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, then I'd beg you to please think upon this Christ who became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in him and turn to him and trust him. If you won't believe in this Jesus, if you won't turn your whole life over to him, if you won't accept the forgiveness that he's offering at the cross, then please pass the bread and the juice by. Additionally, if you are living in known unrepentant sin, that is, if you are living in a known sin and you love it more than you love Jesus, as evidenced by your unwillingness to repent, then please repent. If you know that you are engaging in a wrong practice, but you refuse to confess it to God as sin and turn away from it, then I'd beg you to turn away from it. There's no better time than right now as we approach the Lord's table to confess your sins and to seek God's grace to live as a slave of Jesus and not as a slave of your sin. If you won't do that, then please pass the elements by. If you do believe in Jesus, him who knew no sin, and you are living repentantly, then please join us in taking the Lord's Supper. Meditate on the precious Savior who saves sinners like those in Proverbs 6, like those here today. And men will come and serve you. Please take communion on your own as your heart is prepared.